Well, I'm turning to the topic of Chronicles chapter 25. Chronicles chapter 25. Second Chronicles 25, I read to you verse 2. Go from verse 1, but my main text is verse 2. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoiada of Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. This morning we are thinking about the records about King Amaziah, who was a king in Judah. Wrote the record of God's word about him. And our subject is half-heartedness toward God. And then we pay Amaziah, Judah point me, Israel, the Miramuno, the Mwasamoa, Yatrawa, Haina, Yadrin, and Nanope. Now, I say, oh, yeah, dear, it's no right here, and so I'm not only Akuma. And I would say, that's what I want to say. Akuma, and you, and when you're meeting, and Akuma, the more to say, oh, right here, say, Akuma, in your family, right? And once I'm not yet, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with the perfect heart. Oh, yeah, dear, telling, and we're right here, so on, so none Akuma. And yet, Nakuma and Dimu. And you know, this was God's record about the kind of religion King Amaziah had. If you read it, that's the record of God about him. But this is the inspired word of God. Yet, Kai is out of a far Amaziah, not yet Judah for him. And Yakupon is somewhere or Trophan, a far, a somewhere not Amaziah, not a woman. And this means that he had a divided attention towards God. Acted as a believer, yet in his heart he was an unbeliever. Or you will be a dear someone young one come from Isaiah who I share someone no walk on your meaning, you have a book, you know, dear or I didn't let you say you have a book with Nakuma, no fun of when you have my young coupon. Nakum watch a point or their coup, a young coupon, you will never consume it here on your piece a young man. And say, Rev. Or you have no more pieces, or you go to AJD4, or you have to phone Nipa, and so none of them know IGND national film. And that's how you put in and say we a train. So although outwardly he was religious, yet he did not consecrate his heart entirely to God. And you saw no, who saw you? Or some young people, and also seeing young people as a Muslim, you might be so, and so, and so, now come on, dear, I'm finding young man already. And I had here a dangerous, a very, very serious thing. I dear, say, a very steady, you have a book on your mama, I say, young people, and then so, you have my dear, and come on, young people. Let's see, in the account, we mean this statement. Let me read it. It is explained by what it is. The head is answer Kakaya over 2 years. The kind you may be all, the twat was not a chair, the India, and my entire series. So I'll read those things to you quickly. Verse, his obedience, why we say he did that which was right in the sight of God, verse 2 to 4 and 5 to 11. Let me read to you. Okay, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with the perfect heart. Verse 3. Now it came to pass when the kingdom was established to him that he slew his servant that had killed his father, king his father, but he slew not their children, but did it as it is written in the law in the book of Moses, where God commanded, saying, the father shall not die for their children, neither shall the children die for the father, but every man shall die for his own sin. So here he obeyed the commandment that those who have sinned as a king, as a judge, they have to punish. He punishes them. They are sure they kind know. They said they are not so right. They know. They said, "Oh yeah, you make it good. You make it be well. You make it be well." Now go for being a cool papa. Now Pam ran away. We come to see a cool. Now on us one here. Ne, do that for at the work for no. Oh yeah, the thing is, I am Muslim. Ran. I can say, "Omo aye pen oku omo." Omo madie, I'm finding some. I know aye nyangu pon. I'm fine. Okay, so he did write here, and let's also verse Then verse 5 to 11, that one is not, I'll caption it for you. Here also, Amaziah was raising an army for a war, and I think he went to hide the people of Israel, the northern kingdom, to the 10 tribes. At that time, God has disowned them. They were rebellious, so they were not, God was not happy with them. So God didn't want them to be among his people. So he went to hide people from there. And the prophet, verse 7, but there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel, to wait with all the children of Ephraim. And then, but if thou wilt go, do it, be strong for the battle, God shall make thee fall before the enemy. For God hath power to help and to cast down. And Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Then Amaziah separated them. So, also Amaziah, So we see that he did that, which was right, okay? And I will read to you a portion of his disobedience also, verse 14 to 16. Now it came to pass after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the children of Seir, and set them up, and set them to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense unto them. Wherefore the anger of the Lord was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent to him a prophet, which said unto him, why hast thou sought after the gods of the people, which could not deliver their own people out of thy hand? And it came to pass, as he talked with him, that the king said unto him, and thou made the king's counsel forbear. Why should thou be smitten? Then the prophet forbear and said, I know that God has determined to destroy thee, because thou hast done this, and hast not hearkened unto my counsel. So, now, he did a mistake, and he went to worship idols. God sent the prophet. No, now he not listen. After the oil, so then, So now, on to two. And then, look at verse 17. Then King Amaziah took advice and said to Joash, one young to run away, or coffee, you know, on your far, I drink. You know, sounds here, so only Israel, 10 travel back of him. And then you know that he God made him to be defeated, and he was miserably from there. He never got any strength in the kingdom again until he died. And he said, sounds for you know, here, you have called Jaino, Emma, Esther, and no China, who must go in the kingdom of Israel, so it was pride. King of Israel catches said, ah, I don't know, we have who must go, which we have a kum, he don't want to be the man for now. Puma, king of Israel, or Kabroba Bichel, Sir Cassier, Catcher, see that some or the Neba of Neba Amanawari. Now can Cassier see that Jacket and Cassier, which is no, they shall say, and self for us of the Bible about the Kahuma's war. So you see, so when the Bible says that, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with the perfect, that's what it means. Babu ka se oye de so we radi ni na mu na kuma enye radi ni se ne ba che was full of pride. He never laid down his heart for God, and this is a picture of Amaziah. Yes, he was willing to do some things when it's okay to please God, but his heart was far from entirely devotion to God. Na o da o we ne ni je se wa you me go order so ye na se wa e be ya o be ba se. So that was the history, the account of King Amaziah that we are looking at now. But my question to you before we move on, if God look at your heart, what will he say about you? See, if God should look at you also, he looked at Amaziah and what he has done, and he said, he did it but not with the right heart. No, so yeah, so why You see, it's not about what you say about yourself. And yet, you're not what God says says about you. And what God says about us is what His word says. And the other one, the other one, so if God look at you, what is your heart? What is your religion? What is your faith? And if God is a what is my design? Would you dare to say, what soon saw soon that design? Are you like Amaziah or are you different? What about your heart? So this is what we are thinking about this morning. So the record that we read about Messiah's heart is a reminder to everyone that everyone who wants to seek to know the Lord and to walk with God, that God requires a wholehearted consecration. And the Yakaipa Messiah, when you actually I chess, Nakuma, and to the Dimino. And she said, we be our person who are riding, only riding, and you know. God will never walk and we will never know Him for ourselves, and He cannot be our Savior if our heart is not for Him. This is the record we have for our Messiah, and the same thing with each one of us. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ reminded us about this wholehearted issue in Matthew chapter 22. 37 to 38, it says that this was in the law of Moses, and he quoted, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." So what they wakuma niya bedo ready, and we cry, we want to niya bedo. No, see, when it eka yaku pone mra no idi kani. Mimi kuza taribu tengo kwa mimi kumi obiadi. Ah, mimi kumi obi mwasa. Do you love God? Do you love God with your whole heart? This is the first commandment. If you don't love God, you can never sincerely do good to your neighbor. You see? So, the reminder Jesus Christ, or no, so my actually, I mean, just say, yeah, 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 and that is the first commandment. So when God is dealing with that, that's where He begins. He doesn't begin, "Have you stolen? Have you?" No. "Do you love me?" "Do you love me?" That is where God begins. He begins with Himself. How do you deal with God and His things? Now, who point in your mouth to say, if we are not able to deal with God aright, we can never deal with anybody aright. We deceive ourselves. You see, so that is what we are reminded here. And again, this is why God repeatedly directs all who seek Him to give their whole hand to Him. Now, who point? Emrenya uka babo noa. Emrenya brinya sofeso bi enshushelo na umbekuno na umbeye lenipa. Or kai kai, same for your dream, same for your puma and manna. In Proverbs 23, verse 26, "My son, give me thy heart, and let thy eyes observe my ways." So you see, ever God, from the Old Testament to the New, in the heart of man, God will never take anything from us. God doesn't need anything from us. You see? But if you deal with that, He wants our hearts. Not that He wants for Himself, but He wants it. Because if He doesn't take hold of it, we can never be sincere. So while so you are going more, you grow the new that it will go against us. See, He wants the heart. God wants the heart. And this is also so because even if you should bend yourself for His name, if you should give all your money to pay for the poor, should do good to everybody, and you become poor. And if God doesn't have your heart, it means nothing. So who told you when you have been a governor over here? So the way, Papa, that's the young couple, and your woman, and your children. It's nothing. Without the heart, whatever we do before God is nothing. God wants the heart. Young couple, I don't know. Again, why is God concerned with the heart? Other young couple, or pay a woman. And the reason is that it is by the heart that we can sincerely know Him, fear Him, love Him, and believe His word. And so if to know Him, to fear Him, to love and believe His word, if this is not there, God cannot deal with that. Say you betu me huno, ni esro no, ne adoro, ne ajinasu wedi. And she says, yeah, Yakuma, I have found one last and to me, I guess that we then we can't love God, we can't fear Him. He will not be in our heart. We don't care to sin because we don't fear Him. We cannot love Him. Other things will come and take our heart, you see. And we will not believe His word. We will not believe His promises, His warnings, no. And we live a life of sin and die sinners. And God wouldn't want anyone who claims to be His people to be like that. No. God wants His people to be sincere. He wants His people to have the right standing before Him. You see? The heart of man. The heart of man. It's the point God is concerned. God is not concerned with our property. At last, we have said people who tell people to sow seeds. I wish them that they should sow their heart. Last time because I'm more so far to put on the volunteer and so see no one. And I'm saying they should sow their heart. God, they should sow their heart in the prophet. So they rend your heart. You shouldn't rend your dresses. Rend your heart. Say, God wants the heart. He doesn't want anything from us. So it is a deception when people are told, God doesn't need anything from us. He needs you to give Him your heart. Another aspect of half-heartedness toward God is also is hypocrisy. It's hypocritical to have this thing before God, to appear before God, to appear that you love God and His things and you are for Him, and yet in your heart you don't love, you don't fear Him, you don't love Him, you don't believe His word. It's hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. It's pretension, you see. Lord Jesus Christ warned the Pharisees. Look at what it is in Matthew chapter 15, verse 7-9. And he quoted a prophecy of prophet, I think Isaiah, concerning the people of Israel. He says, "Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." Or since I live a cool way, only yet, Nyajum for. Now, Prophet Isaiah, Casa for Omo, Tango for Omo, the Omo, Amo, Fanfa. No, the bear me, only you, my head, and so my poor, my dear, and bear me cry. Now, almost somebody who woke, now, among churches, we ban churches, and churches. Yes, you see. So, God is concerned with our heart. And if we have half-heartedness toward Him, it's a hypocrisy. And God hates it. Say, yeah, you need a good one, you get a good deal. Hey, if I'm fucking, you see, I'm a man, and you're a man. Also, God for we only man on the bear me. No, now there's many churches. They think, oh, worship and praises, and they have now it's like almost like a disco, and they say they are worshiping God. That's what they are thinking of. No, God wants the heart. See, He doesn't want just us to just think it's good. Yes, it's good to sing His praise, but first the heart. You have to in yet. Yes, so and you know the here first. Akumano, I know here the in a yet. So Akumano is the sign. Now, command your body, young man, and so they cry. God wants the heart, not the lips, not the words. You see, I'm sure we, for us in our relation with others, if we find out that our friend is just a hypocrite, when he sees us, he shower praises, but we realize that in secret, he doesn't against us. We don't like the person also. And what about God? That's what people do with God. You see, my heart is for me and my love for the world and the things of this life. You see? No, God wouldn't take that. It's hypocrisy. You see, God hates it. And He gave us a record about King Amaziah. He was the whole king of Judah. And God says, He did that which was right, and will not be the perfect heart. Again, half-heartedness is the very thing that ruined the effort of many who sometimes became conscious of seeking the Lord. Akuma and Dimunya me ni muno eye ajiba kwa esedi pa bebre se bi omunya mpese omupese omu ni rade no mu tu ni here ya eses ade because at some point in their life they will become anxious of their sins. Sandy Paku, we know I'm person who is riding on, and you baby know, I'm a bad boy, and so right here. bọ̀ni wọn abúrà bọ̀ lásẹ̀ ń súkú tí a mẹ́ ọ̀sẹ̀ fífẹ́ ìrọ̀dẹ́ ọ̀sọ̀ sákà náà gbé ọdún abúrà bọ̀ ṣe kìí sọ sá ẹ̀bí kúrò bọ́sà mẹ́rẹ̀ lọ́gbọ́sà ọmọsọ pàpọ̀n The children must repent and surrender their life to Jesus Christ. And people have been, sometimes they have been made a profession of faith, and they have been saved, I mean, as people say, calling the Lord to save them, they've done that. But soon they lose the interest in Jesus Christ. Some go for it, I pray, who say, oh, the morning, who say the morning, oh, yeah, minimum, who say the morning, I'm so sure, Rabbi, Sakra. Not in the resurrection to Muna, or did Abrabu Yashan is that not in the morning channel? Or yes, I knew men cry, not a bit of a vino, nothing, and see any upon all my issues will not be a finished. A finished. Then he is distracted by the things of his life, the attention of the world have taken him up. Now he's more concerned with other things than this precious thing that began in his life. As I live, Hakuya. Do baby, no, Professor Yan, yes, I can put one gin and one on one in channel. After a quarter, do baby, this is the bride and the engine of Savio, and after Yan Assembio, and it's your tear brother, I used to enter the body, if you know him. After Nyoma, we asked him, have you been on it there? We asked him, Nyoma, after Ababa is not active, it's not the owner coming. After enough, we never grass it. Or then who the man is used to him. And Father Home said, well, send a morning prayer in front of him. He doesn't think about his sin again. He doesn't care if the Lord is pleased with him or not. He has upon anything over in front of him. Then he becomes a sample. It is the cause of it's the half-heartedness. You see, Akuma NCP said within whom we're writing, and the master in your neighbor. You know how the Lord Jesus Christ described this kind of people and their half-heartedness in the parable of the sower in Mark chapter 4, verse 18-19. He says, he described their hearts and what the word of God did for them. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering into the word and becoming unfruitful. This is it. Half heartedness. You heard the word, you heard that yes, you must repent. Oh yes, I'm a sinner. I was thinking about it, I was going on, and then something happened, maybe school matters, job matters, or something, and it became so important to you. And then, I'll visit by the time I realize it's gone from your mind. And now all that you think of is your life. What? Your life. And what you can gain out of this life, chasing here and there, and living your life of sin again. Half-heartedness. See? Akuma, NCPN, Dimona, Mienim. Akuma, I'm finding ya. Sir, Nipalonia, first of all, you're here, and one for Akuma, Yamba. Still, no, you're here, and Akuma, you are still not fully ready to come to the Lord. No, yeah, first of all, the very right. You see, so this person couldn't come and he is undone because of the half-heartedness. But is this your case? Won't you say now the Tiana? Have you come to the Lord? Have you sought him? Or are you seeking with half-heartedness? Won't you hear are you seeking him half-heartedly? Also, we share the world. Akuma, falling yen si juu ni ni muada. Then this, be careful. You fall under this category. Yes, sometimes you'll be happy. Sometimes you've been claimed that you are saved. But the world, the attention of the world will take you. The cares of this life. You see, the cares of this life are not sinful. Abrapo muhao. Because I pray every day, and you concentrate your effort on that. Oh no, maybe I'm a mouse school fees. Joseph, and I said, yes, it is important. What about your soul? God has, the Lord has never said that don't go and work and do it. But I said, do everything from your heart. But then you give your heart even to the things you are not supposed to give your heart to. You know, some people, their work is their idol. I'm sure you even more with my own bosom. Even a work which is not sinful is their idol. And many things that are not sinful become their idol. It becomes chief in their heart, and then that is all. If this is your case, then you are here. The word of God will not profit you. You come to church for 1,000 years and you die unforgiving. You never know the Lord. Your heart will remain the same. You die a sinner. So you see the record of him? He died and he was in the same place. See? So that is what God is reminding us here. So sin also you have not saw the Lord aright. That other things in the world that are so important to you than himself, your salvation, how to know him, then you are not seeking him right. Your heart, you have not given your heart to him. You still retain your heart. You see, you should hold on to yourself. Yourself will perish one day. You are holding on to that. You know, one thing that all of us remember, God is a spirit. God is a spirit, and the right way to seek him is by the heart. It's a spiritual affair. You don't seek the Lord by just our bodily presence or no, it's the heart. God is doing something for him. What will a spirit do with your money? And that with any good thing you do? No, with your heart. You see, God is a spirit, and we seek him by the heart. The affections must tend to him. His presence must be the most important thing we seek after. I'm sure you know, some of you know sunflower. Sunflower, you know, when the sun shines, it tends to where the sun is shining. And that's how your heart should be. My heart should tend to God. Sunflower, we have a I tell you, we have a that's Sam also and that is how your heart should be if you want to know the Lord. It should be that way. Until it is done that way, there's fault with you. So Akuma and Tisao Rajani Mua, then Enfumo, you have never sought it right. If other things takes your love, takes your joy, takes your happiness, then God Himself and His word and who He is to you, then your heart is not after Him. God needs our hearts, and that is it. So you see that often failures in seeking the Lord for blessings of salvation is due to half-heartedness. And maybe people seeking with half-heartedness, you see. Yes, I want God, but I want the world. No, God wouldn't want that. You either go for the world or you come for Him. There should be nothing between. There's a hymn that said, nothing between my soul and the Savior. None of this world delusive dreams. He said, I have renounced all these sinful pleasures. I've been here and whoever made the crap, and me made my dear one in jail. And yet we are seeing Dada, and that's not Dada, and we are seeing your man. Nothing between my soul and my Savior. You see, until there's nothing between you and God, then you have a problem. There should be nothing that you love above God. There should be nothing. Also, there are others also who outwardly show that they knew the Lord. They try to do something for Him. You see, the first group are those who are seeking to know Him. For them, they want the Lord to be their God and to repent of their sin. He saved them, and they couldn't reach. But there are people also who claim to know Him, and they try to do something for Him. Yet at the same time, in their hearts, they still entertain the love for the world, and pleasures and comfort and gains. The only Bakubians who are well, among the more chance the world, it is a Messiah. On your soul, you will ride it. And so, no. Among whom we will know, a real dog, a real sin, a jet, a real sin, 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 a These people are afraid to break away from the things that is pleasing God. Sani Pakui, and Yoma answered right there in the host of the person who said, Nakumano, and design your marriage. So, he may claim to be a Christian, a believer, and even do whatever he will do for God, and yet, his heart is not for God. You see? Always we have the example of Judas. That also we have the example in the Bible. Remember, Judas was following Christ, but he didn't believe in him. He was an apostle. He was an apostle, an apostle. And that is the case of some. They are not afraid to break away with any habit that is pleasing the Lord. So if you are also in this category, then remember 1 Samuel 15:22, what was told Saul, so that behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience, yielding your heart to God, is better than what you do for him. You see, it is good we must serve him, but obedience was service. We must give our heart to him before service. God wants your heart, not your works. God demands our heart first before our works. Again, I read to you, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Let's think a little further about this half-heartedness. What is the cause of half-heartedness toward God? And here, Brian and Mark, the path, in your side, how we say, Akuma, it's been funny, young man, right? You know, the Bible tells us it is because there's corruption in the human heart. Sin is in the human heart. The heart of man is deceitful, you see, and corrupt. There's sin in the human heart. That's the problem. And how are a dad, the pastor, a man, the family, people are coming away right here? And one year, shall come with you. You see, in jail, you call it the last. And that it makes you desire other things than God. Because there's sin, you are seeking God, but the sin in your heart is not taken away. I will share right here. So, one day, I saw a woman, you know, you knew if you were. So, you see, you will try and try, and yet, you cannot give your heart to God. Whoever tries, no, 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 right, this one, come on, if you found this one day, look at how Lord Jesus Christ described the heart and what it does in Mark chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the heart. This is what the heart does to us. So you see, it's not the action itself, but quite the source. The heart is the seat of all our actions. The person, what the person is what is in the heart. It can be fake. But the one who is in the heart, it can be fake. So you see, the heart, there's sin in the heart. That's the problem. There's sin in the heart. So the first thing is that God must change the corruption in your heart first. If you want to be able to give your whole heart to God, He must change your heart first. Else you cannot love Him, fear Him, and serve Him sincerely. Say, I hope one saw a common one. Don't you mean Dono? Don't you mean Srono? Don't you mean Sumuno? Don't you mean every man over the grave? See, there's sin in the heart. This Lord Jesus Christ have told us, out of the heart of men, out of the deeper Kumbe Muna Samuel, my fiame, Jamaibo, our Tusso, a wood, a chrono, a nibre, Nada. Everything comes from the heart. So you see, if the heart is not changed, how can you give it to God? It's not possible. That's the problem. The problem is that God must deal with the heart first. You see, many people say, well, I want God to save me. Okay, I will stop this and that. How many people talk of, oh, God changed my heart? Because, oh, right, if someone didn't want to change me, but so to something, then my brother wasn't son. When the person can say, I'll come right there to some man. No, but the Bible wants that. God, we should ask God to change our heart. There's an issue, there's a problem in the heart. See, this is the most important thing many people are ignorant of. That their heart must be cleansed from sins before God can be placed with whatever we do. So, I come out and say, young people, hey, sister, no, you want in here, people answer, young people. It's with their man or I will be able to. So, there is sin in the heart, you see. There's sin in the heart. And the sin has to be taken away and it will be free. Until then, we will never be free. Until you will never be free to yield your heart to Him. You always go half-heartedly. So long as sin is in the heart, sin must be dealt with. Friends, until your heart is renewed by God, it can never seek Him wholly. So, also, you will be able to share not the one you have to now sacrifice one more. So, one for a woman, I'm not ready to answer someone who are. You will try, oh, may it's one more money, oh, may jam a money away, but then your heart is not fully, you have not asked the Lord to help you with your heart, you see. It's like you hold your own problem and you go around to seek for solution. No, the solution is your heart. You give to her, you give to God. Say, God said, my son, give me thy heart. For a woman, mommy. Because there's an issue with the heart. Because there's sin in the heart. All of us are hearts are sinful. Until it is renewed by God, we cannot yield it entirely to Him. It's important. And in that case, you always pretend to be a believer while your love for the world and sin never changes. So you understand, Akuma, you still are the same person before you claim to be a Christian. You're still the same person. The heart is not changed. You love the world. You love the sin that you commit. You'll try to serve God and mammon in that case, you see? And the Lord just warned against that. That is a disaster. That you cannot serve God and mammon. But when the heart is not cleansed, you try to serve God and mammon. Riches will be your driving, your fear. I'll lose. I must get. You see? And the pleasures of sin will follow. Why you think you can serve God? It's so possible. The heart will be cleansed, you see? Because if it's not cleansed, God will not accept you. Whatever you do, neither will it do any good to your soul. Your soul will never be saved. God will not save you because the heart is not cleansed. But the good news is always that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world for this purpose, so that when we come to believe in Him and we ask Him to believe, to cleanse us, He will do. Because we are told in 1 John 3 verse 5, and you know that He was manifested to take away our sin. Sins from everywhere, sins in our hearts, sins in our lives, sins that we have committed. He was manifested, He came to this world to save us from sin. He only can help us. So that when we are going to Him, we go with Him, asking Him to deal with our hearts. See, I put a new one to channel. So, on the only command, so no many want to be a few, want to every root of sin, He should take it away for us. He must deal with us in our sins. God, His death and the cross of Calvary has paid for the death of every sin. If only you go to Him and ask Him, He that asks will receive. That also, He that knocks it will be open. You see, you don't ask, that's why you don't receive. You've been praying for salvation, but have you asked God to change your heart? See? Have you asked Him? Have you desired, oh Lord, have you cried over your heart sins so that my heart is full of evil? Nobody sees my heart, but I can see my heart is full of evil. Why, what did I say? Which one for whom I was heart? Oh, be whom I come back, me whom I come and one in one. Have you ever cried over your heart before? And if you have not, then begin. Because until you cry to the Lord over your heart, you still remain the same. The Lord will save you, but have you taken your heart to Him? See, you cannot believe Him. You cannot entirely have your faith in Him because sin is not cleansed. But you know, His blood alone is able to cleanse us from all sin. Sins in the heart, sins in the life. When we come to yield to Him and ask Him and be serious about our coming, He will help us. You know that Apostle Paul himself, when he realized sin is in his life, in Romans chapter 7, verse 25, he says, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin? He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's a solution. Christ has died for sin. He has the power to save us. He has the power to forgive us. And also, He grants us liberty from sin so that we can yield our hearts entirely to God. So that God will be our friend. We can walk with Him. And we can also enjoy His promises and be like His people, you see. The heart must be given first. Then God will deliver. Christ will come, will deliver all who come to Him. And then you can believe in Him. Because He says you should cast all our troubles on Him. And here, all troubles of sin. He's willing to take care of us. So, my friends, this is what I want to remind us about the history of Isaiah. God wants your heart. If you are not giving your heart to Him, go to Him. Do that to Him and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse you. And He will save you. Let's pray.